thoughts are like seeds, and what I'm thinking is going to affect what I'm feeling, and then that's going to affect my attitude, and then that's going to affect my experience. If I gave you a tomato seed, what's it going to grow into? It's going to grow into a tomato plant. It's not going to grow into an ear of corn. Well, if I'm having negative, fearful thoughts, that's going to cause me to have negative, fearful feelings, a negative, fearful attitude, and then a negative, fearful experience. And what a lot of us do is we allow yesterday's negative, fearful experience, which is really a past wound that I haven't healed, dictate what I'm thinking. And then I'm going to be having negative fantasies coming from the fear of what I don't want. So I'm having those negative, fearful thoughts, negative, fearful feelings, negative, fearful attitude, negative, fearful experience. I'm creating a whole new crop of negative, fearful thoughts, feelings, attitude, and experiences, and I don't even realize that I'm doing it. So that's why we have to heal those past wounds and go through the four dimensions of emotional healing. Then when that wound is healed, that frees me up to be able to have positive, loving thoughts about what I want. And then that's going to cause me to have positive, loving feelings about what I want, a positive, loving attitude, and then a positive, loving experience. I'm going to help to create whatever I come from. If I come from the love of what I want, I'm going to help to create what I want. If I come from the fear of what I don't want, I'm going to help to create the very thing I don't want. This is why we have to pay attention to what we're thinking. Our thoughts are very powerful.